Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm an alcoholic. There are so many people in this room. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for asking me to join you this evening. I love Alcoholics Anonymous, and I love the Big Book and what it's done for my life today. My sobriety date is April 8, 2023, so I did just take 1 year about a month ago. I have 98 days today. And it's not my first one, but if I keep doing, my sponsor tells me to, hopefully it'll be my last. I come from a family of Christians. My dad was a worship leader. I grew up in the church. I was on the worship team, and my home was very sane. It was very relaxing, and I was not relaxed. I didn't know how to relax. I didn't know how to be chill. I didn't know how to be comfortable in my own skin. I was always very weird. People told me I was weird, and I liked that I was weird. I wanted to stand out. I'm a party girl. I love to party. I love to black out. I love to get wild. And, you know, when I turned 18, I joined the military because that was going to free me from the life that I thought kept me in bondage. And I drank, used everything and anything that I could get my hands on from 18 to 30. During that period of time, I don't really want to spend too much time in my drunk log, but during that period of time, I used people, places, and things to make me feel better, to make me feel comfortable. I managed to get a husband. We had two kids, and then we divorced. My kids will be 10 and 13 this summer. So I'm grateful that they have a good father that was able to take care of them when I could not. And so, you know, in 2016, I found myself in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous due to a DUI. I came in on the court card, and I was going to do the court card, and I was going to dip out because I was not like you guys. I did not have a problem with drinking. The problem was everybody else. Everybody else wouldn't need it to suit me and fix my problems. You need to cater to me. And I was now living with my parents. And so I stayed for that court card, and I managed to make a few friends. And I love the people, the fellowship. You guys' energy here is so good. I was just telling Terry Marie, like, the welcome here, like, y'all are so rad. And that was the attractiveness, you know. I wanted to have friends. I needed to have friends. And my friends had dipped out because Vanessa was sober, and so I didn't want to have to make new friends. So I stayed dry in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't read the Big Book. I would sponsor dance, and I would do a little bit, and then I would go over here, and I'd do a little bit, and I'd go over there. And I was at one point in time, I had about 12 commitments because I buried myself in the meetings. Meetings were my new obsession. And there came a point in time, and the Big Book talks about, where we have no mental defense. And I had gotten a resentment and an alcoholic in the rooms, and she was leading a meeting, and I'm looking at her holding the hand of a man that I'm friends with that had, like, at the time 38 years of sobriety, and I'm just like, you just don't understand. And I was so mad, and I left that meeting. My sponsor knew there was something wrong with me, and she asked me, and I was like, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I had been going to karaoke at a place called The Last Call for quite some time, and I knew the right people. I knew who to call, and I knew who to reach out to. And I went and met up with this guy because there was a band playing. I sat at the bar with him, and the bartender brought me a Coke because that's what I drink. And I asked her for a drink instead, and she went, are you sure? And because that's what they know. And I was like, yeah, no, you need to give me a drink. Mm-hmm. And so I asked for the drink. I'm a whiskey girl, so I got a Jameson and Coke. I like to do it right. And the man was going to pay for it. And he did. He paid for it because that's what they do. And let's just be real. You know, he probably thought he was going to get some at the end of the night. He did not. You know, and we were off and run. Like I had that drink for reals. We had that drink, and I went, we went and picked up a couple more bottles from the liquor store. We headed down to Hollywood. His friend got a couple dabs of cocaine, and we were doing lines, and that was it. I thought I was out. I thought I was gone. And that was April 7th of 2023. I was out for 6 hours. And And I could not get loaded. I could not get loaded. My brain was like, it would not shut off. I could not get it to go away. This woman was talking to me about her problems, and I told her acceptance was the key. Yeah, I told her that she needed to get to acceptance. And we managed to make it back to that bar that we started at. And I was driving, and I drove. And by some miracle, not only did I not get a DUI, but I didn't kill anybody or myself. And I drove this man home. And he didn't want to take me to his house, so he thought he was going to do something in my car. And I told him, get out. And so I drove home, and I live in Simi Valley, so I drove to the room that I was renting at the time, and I got into my bed at about 3 a.m., and I laid there, and it literally felt like an elephant was sitting on my face. Like, I could not breathe, and I was like, what in the world did I just do? And I could not imagine walking back into the rooms of the people who I had built these wonderful relationships with and admitting that I had done this really horrible thing. And so I somehow managed to fall asleep. My home group is a 6:30 morning daily reflections meeting. We meet 7 days a week. And I woke up that morning at 6 a.m. And I went, oh, no, no, no. And I needed to go back to sleep, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I got into my car, and the intention was to drive to a liquor store so I can get more alcohol. And my car drove me to that meeting. And I parked my car, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't go in there. And I sat in my car, and a friend of mine, I watched him come in and get sober. He pulled in late, and he waved at me, and I just immediately started sobbing. I got out of my car, walked over to him. He goes like, oh my God, what's wrong? And when I told him that I was a newcomer, he about lost his mind. He goes, we need to get you inside. And I walked into that meeting, and on a Saturday morning, that meeting averages anywhere from 40 to 60 people. And I walked in, and I saw all of my friends, and I could not look at them. I looked at my feet. I walked over, and I got coffee. And I walked to the very back of the room, and I know who was to the left of me, I know who was to the right of me, and that was it. And I was shaking, and the guys who were sitting next to me are have been and continue to be very good friends. And he was rubbing my back. One of them I pet sit for, and we're super tight. He's like my bro. And he was rubbing my back. He goes, what's going on? What's going on? And I just was like crying. And at the very end of the meeting, I identified as a newcomer, and it felt like the whole room had just gone, thank you. And so, you know, that day I had to call my sponsor and tell her, and I was mortified. I like that punishment. I thought I was going to get punished. And so she called me. I called her, and I told her, and she goes, I need a minute. I'm going to see you at the women's meeting in about 5 minutes. And so she does this, and she shows up at the meeting, and the meeting ends. And she goes, well, this is what you're going to do. And I have done everything that that woman has told me to do, exactly how she told me to do it, when she told me to do it, how she told me to do it, from that moment forward. I have worked 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I've had a spiritual awakening. I've done all of the things that are in that big book, and I continue to do them. I don't do them perfectly. I still have problems with self-centeredness. I still have problems with sarcasm, self-pity. All of that stuff comes out, and I do a lot of pausing these days. I feel like it's better to have to keep my mouth shut than it is to have to retract a statement. Better to ask permission than forgiveness these days. I used to think of it the other way around. So, you know, I'm really grateful that I get to be sober today, grateful that I get to show up at meetings. Welcome to all our new friends. If you've never done this before, it's the best thing that's going to ever happen to you. If you've thought you've tried it before, try something different. Because I know from my own experience that meeting makers make it when you do the steps. So get a sponsor, do the work, and you'll get better. So thank you for letting me participate.